Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, investigators are busy looking into the latest mass shooting that happened in on American soil, a tiny Texas town. They're looking for answers this morning after what's being called the worst mass shooting in Texas's history. Authorities say that a heavily armed 26-year-old man walked into First Baptist Church and killed at least 26 people. The shooter received a bad conduct discharge from the Air Force in 2014. He was found dead in his car in a neighboring county. Police say that he had been shot to death.
Yeah, he lived like, what, 30 minutes, I think, from that church. So you wonder, like, does he have any connection? Did he know anyone there? Or is it just, you know, picking a soft target?
Yeah.
But well, in Texas, where
everyone has
people
guns.
Have a gun, the guy in the parking lot, I think like two guys chased after him.
Yeah. The guy, one of the guys you'll see interviewed, cowboy hat, neck tattoos, he chased him.
Yes.
He looked, looks like, if you've ever seen Miley Cyrus's entire family, he looks like Trace Cyrus.
He does.
With a cowboy hat.
Man, chased him down.
Yeah, so civilians got into the action. They gave chase, and they did actually, you know, out in the parking lot before the guy got into his vehicle and drove off, they shot him.
Yeah, they gave him a bullet in.
But I believe that the cause of death was self-inflicted, so I don't think that it was caused by any of the witnesses there.
But one of the fatalities was the pastor's 14-year-old daughter, the pastor of the church.
The pastor wasn't there, right? I believe he and his wife were away on like some mission trip or something. I'm trying to get all the details that were going on because she was there. But I mean, it's heartbreaking. I mean, the stories that are coming out of this, I mean, it was families at Sunday services. You know, that's the target he chose.
It feels like there's something like this every week now, doesn't it? I don't know what it is.
President Trump says the nation needs better mental health services. He did a news conference in Tokyo, and the president said that the heavily armed ex-Air Force member who killed over two dozen people at that small church in San Antonio was a deranged man, and said that the gunman should have been treated. So we'll see if there are more calls for better.
So what was the target? Health. Some people are trying to speculate. Is it just because it's a soft target, or was the target God? Because some they're saying that he was an atheist.
Okay. And President Trump also says the U.S. and Japan are in solidarity against the threat of North Korea. He is in Japan. It's part of his Asian tour. Trump was meeting with Prime Minister of Japan yesterday. The two leaders were in agreement that just talking with North Korea about its nuclear program has accomplished much. He said that no one wants conflict, and the president added that Japan would benefit from the purchase of American military hardware. Sprint and T-Mobile are calling off their merger after months of negotiations. The two wireless companies decided over the weekend to go separate ways instead of merging to create a stronger U.S. wireless service to rival market leaders.
So what happened?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, where did the date go wrong? I mean, everything was happening swimmingly. They were moving forward with all the paperwork. And then suddenly, T-Mobile and Sprint are the third and fourth largest U.S. wireless carriers. So if the merger had worked out, the combined company would have been more than 130 million U.S. subscribers.
And we would see even more obnoxious TV ads to rival Verizon and Sprint. Can you hear me now? I wonder what kind of contract the Verizon guy, the guy who's from Silicon Valley, you know, those really annoying Verizon ads where he's constantly like,
can you hear me now? Now I can hear you. Or whatever he's
doing. That's the Sprint guy.
Oh, that's Sprint.
The Verizon guy went over to Sprint.
Yeah.
The actor from the HBO series Silicon Valley is now the spokesperson for Verizon. And in all the ads,
comes
he's
kind of
like the nerdy guy. He's always kind of riding on a cycle or a skateboard or something. And he's kind of like awkward nerd. And every time I see the ad, I'm like, I wonder what that contract says. Like, you can't ever leave.
Probably now.
I mean, like, what is
non-compete clause?
What did the Sprint guy do to celebrity endorsement contracts?
Well, God, that guy, I just wonder how long of a break he took before he can. I think they did not cross their T's and dot their I's on that guy.
Well, he waited a while, so maybe the statute of limitations. Oh, God, it's been a while since Can You Hear Me Now? I mean, we just remember because it was such an iconic campaign, but that was years and years
and years
ago. What a
great steal, when you think about it. I mean, what a great steal that was.
Yeah, but doesn't it make you kind of hollow out your trust of the celebrity endorser?
Yes. Yes.
But
as
much
as I'm
proud of his journey, I'm like, you know what? How can I really believe what you're saying now about Sprint?
When are you going to
jump? Yeah, when am I going to see you doing T-Mobile ads?
Okay, here's the deal.
Follow the money.
The Sprint thing was no good either. Turns out that was not legit. Now
I'm T-Mobile.
Right? Exactly. You're like, I don't believe you. Wall Street analysts say the arrest of a high-profile Saudi prince won't do much to hurt stock prices when the market's open today. This prince is often referred to as the Arabian Warren Buffett.
Well, there's a bunch of stuff going on in Saudi Arabia. So there's a consolidation of power. Right now, the heir to the throne is what? Locking everybody up.
Yes.
There's all kinds of changes going on in Saudi Arabia. Also, over the weekend, those rebels in Yemen fired a missile.
Oh, did they
over
really?
the international airport in Riyadh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bad. And then
and it hardly
there was
made
a helicopter
blip in the news.
That's
an international airport. They fired a cruise missile at it.
Oh, wow.
And the Saudis shot it down. I mean, they're at war with Yemen right now.
Right. And then there was another Saudi prince, and 8 high-ranking Saudi government officials died in a helicopter crash. Went down near the Red Sea coast in an area where I guess the prince recently took over the post as deputy governor.
Was it a planned crash?
Well, that's what they're saying.
It's just
a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Very busy. It's not a good time to be a Saudi prince unless you're like the Saudi prince.
Oh, I would love to be a Saudi prince.
You kidding
this
me?
Guy,
man?
He owns
You usually have like a hawk on your arm.
Uh-huh.
And then you go hawking a lot.
And then it's not like your platter of food is a table full of, you know, fruits and vegetables and giant turkey legs and stuff. Maybe
when
calves.
It's your birthday, you rent Selena Gomez.
Yes.
Right.
I am sold.
She comes and sings. And
you don't
even send her on her way. It doesn't even blip.
You don't even find out that that's the musical guest until like dessert.
Yeah.
Someone goes, oh, Prince Party, by the way, your after dinner guest is Miss Selena Gomez.
Imagine how much of a nightmare I would be if I could just get away with everything. The things that would come out of this mouth.
Oh, if left unchecked by just a mass
his
riches.
His power is left unchecked.
Mm-hmm. This guy that the high profile Saudi prince that, you know, got arrested, I guess he's ranked 45th on Forbes magazine's list of the richest billionaires. So 10 other princes and dozens of government ministers were also arrested. They're all being like on house arrest at like the Ritz-Carlton there, but there's like some mass
They're calling it
on.
A purge.
Yes. It's like a coup of sorts.
So you always wonder what's behind it. Which team are we on? Are we behind it?
Right.
The purge.
To spank or not to spank has caused a lot of conversations over the years for parents. Some say spanking is a form of abuse. Other people say, no, it's a punishment. It's a way to teach kids how to behave properly. But I guess new research puts a hole in the theory of like, oh, well, I was spanked, so I turned out okay. They're saying that, no, that there could be a link between spanking and mental health problems later in life.
Oh, come on.
I guess people who were reportedly spanked more frequently were also more likely to have mental illnesses like depression and were more at risk for heavy alcohol and drug use
probably-
later.
Pretty open-ended, but what they'd have to determine is how much damage the spanking did, how stressful it was.
Right.
The dream scenario is the people that only had to spank once, and then it's the example. Don't make me have to spank you.
Right.
If you really do beat your kids and it's traumatizing, they think those early childhood traumas cause all kinds of lifelong problems. If you believe that premise,
okay,
that early onset child debilitating situations like hunger, poverty,
right,
beating,
home insecurity,
assault, home insecurity might be the cause of crime.
Okay.
Might be the cause of mental diseases, real health issues.
So the spanking is
well,
the cause
of how do you use it? It's
well, how are you using it? Like, is it one of those things where, you know, we've seen parents where they'll swat a bottom and you're like, well, that wasn't anything. You know, I mean, it wasn't anything over. But then you've seen people. I mean, I remember growing up, there was a dad that used to go to town.
Go to town.
You, well, I mean, like, you know, he would.
Our generation.
Our generation spanked.
Corporal punishment of like really bad spanking, like in front of like, you know, if he caught his son doing something, it wasn't like he was
kind of
like,
beat
hey.
Him up. And you would kind of almost think, well, geez, if that's how he smacks him around in public, what happens behind closed doors?
Exactly.
Yeah, that was our generation. We grew up with that.
Yeah.
Where you were like, wow. I mean, and the kid was definitely, he was sort of a bully. I mean, and then you got to see why. It was like that was where when he got around his peers, he could enact that control that he didn't have in his life. And so I'm like, I wonder what that's like now, you know, as a grown-up.
Do you not know who he is now or
no,
anything?
No, I mean, I couldn't tell you his name.
Okay.
He was a kid in the neighborhood.
All right.
And we used to all play, and like the dad would come out and be like, hey,
around.
You know, like, I told you to clean up the yard. And then, you know, next thing you know, he's getting his belt up.
I think there's a limit to it. I mean, if you're just beating your kid just to beat him, I mean, for the tiniest things, then yeah, it's ridiculous. But
that's where you draw the line.
Yeah. I was beat for grades. And I say beat. They had a paddle with holes in it.
Yikes.
You know, for wind resistance is what I had. And whenever I got an F, I got like two whacks and a D was one. Unfortunately, I never got a C. My ass was sore. No, and then I also grew up in school where they beat you there too for, you know, in schools down south. So
wow.
I don't know. I mean, well, you say wow now, but back then that was just kind of the norm.
Even back then, I mean, I didn't go to a school. I mean, and I can't speak for Jeff, but I mean, locally, Omaha, like, I don't know of anybody getting hit at school. I mean, you're talking like you were raised down in the South where it was I'm just saying, like, nobody laid hands on anyone.
I went to elementary school here, and I remember distinctively Pinewood Elementary behind the principal's chair was on the wall hanging was a paddle.
Gosh.
Yeah, and that was Pinewood. That's right here. I mean, that all used to go down.
But when we were kids, it was still evolving.
Yeah. Right.
It was changing.
Yes.
Like when you're younger, you kind of have memories of some teachers who would maybe spank or, but it wasn't a regular, usual thing.
No.
I think teachers were starting to get in trouble when we were younger. Maybe a newer teacher, you'd see them do it once or twice. And, you know, there used to be, though, but we used to also say that there was the line, there was no space between your teachers and your parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It all ended when kids tell their folks, blah, 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 and they run to school. And
right, and the folks take the kid's side instead of saying, like, well, what did you do to
our
make,
parents,
you know?
Kind of used to kind of, if you came home and told them something happened, maybe as disturbed as they were, they might have huddled together and went, you know, united front.
Mm-hmm. If I came home and said what I did to get a paddle, I would get another paddle. There's no way I would say anything ever.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, there's not a stinking way. I was like, the beatings at home are going to be worse than the ones at school any day. That's more personal. Because I've already drove them to the limit anyway. You know,
they're just looking for an excuse.
Yeah. So they're saying that there's definitely effects.
That it's not, I mean, that there is a correlation. That they found a link between spanking and poor mental health. Now, is it a foregone conclusion? Just because you may have spanked your kid doesn't mean that they're going to have depression or drug or alcohol issues later in life. But it could, there are by no means proves that one causes the other, but they're saying it is more likely if this kid has suffered.
Right. Now, what about self-spanking? Is that healthy? What about kids spanking themselves?
Healthy all day long. Spank away.
Uh-huh.
Sadly, when we were kids, they told us that was wrong. It was okay for the parents to spank us, but we weren't supposed to be spanking ourselves.
Yeah. Wow, roles have been reversed.
Yeah.
They're so funny. Love you guys. Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
Hello, what's up, Larry? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Pretty good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
Well, I had a comment on the whole spanking or whooping your kids or whatnot. And I grew up in the South. I grew up in Houston. Okay, so basically when we get spankings down in the South, it's not necessarily just to beat our child or to receive a beating. It was more or less a discipline.
Yeah.
You know, it was, some of it was grades, but for the most part, out.
What?
Like, if you were to walk into a Walmart or Target and you see a kid going crazy or just cussing his mom out or his parents out because that mom or dad didn't want to buy that toy, that was unacceptable when I was growing up. You would potentially get a spanking right in the store at that time. It was never an issue, you know, past a certain age to where, you know, it was allowed to act that way.
Yeah, I always feel stressful when I see that moment happen with parents because I'm like, when do you have to put that line in the sand that basically you're telling your kid, look, there's no safety in public.
Yeah, right.
I don't have to wait to hit you in the parking lot.
Right.
No, I mean...
Go ahead. You have what? Yeah, go ahead. What's
that? I have twin boys, right? They're 6 years old. You know, we go to the store, we go to Target, we go to Hy-Vee or whatever. And if there's any point in time to where there's a kid that's on the floor crying and just acting out, I pull my kids aside. I say, hey, if you ever disrespect me like that in public, when we get home, it's going to be trouble.
Right.
And it doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to spank them. It's just letting them know that that's unacceptable because I think at the same time, there's a certain age to where if you spank a child to where they understand why they're receiving a spanking. You can't just whoop a kid just to whoop a kid for being a kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right.
That's abuse there. I mean, this thing was that Molly had in the news was, I believe, disciplining. I mean, that just whipping a kid to whip a kid, that's abuse.
Right.
But smacking him around because he's stealing and or maybe being disrespectful, that's a, what would you call that? That's like an eye opener. That's like.
That's why traditionally you're never going to get therapists and people to give you a green light on spanking your kids because they know that most parents are idiots and don't know how to handle it.
Right. There's like that temperament. I mean,
temper. That's the deal. Yeah. You remember you were supposed to take a break. You're never supposed to hit your kid in anger.
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to call timeout, and then you have a measured level. If you're going to use corporal punishment, it's going, okay, now later on, you're going to get, you know.
You're going to get beaten.
Two spankings, and you don't do it out of anger, because when you're angry, it's like, hitting somebody.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. I didn't know what CPS was until I was a freshman in college. I didn't even know what it stood for, because it was never one of those things to where, hey, here's a CPS number. If your mom or dad are whooping you at home, it was more or less, hey, this is what it is. This is my house. I brought you in this world. I will take you out. Point blank and simple.
I think kids just have too much information now. I mean, most kids, they're aware that they have attention deficit disorder because we tell them that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, the ones that don't have it know that their brother has it. It's weird. It's like, I don't remember us having that much knowledge when we were a kid.
God, no.
I mean, someone has told you, you can't help it.
See, I didn't grow up with, like, my parents weren't spankers. We were the get your coat, we're leaving. I mean, that was always like, you're like, no. Like, you know, I mean, we just ghosted. It was like, no, if you can't behave, then you don't get to be at the party. We all are leaving. I mean, and that is sort of like what the tack that I've taken with my kids, too.
They never got you home, and what, they take you to Dairy Queen? They didn't take you home?
No, it took you home. You're like, okay, go to your room. Good night. Like, if you can't behave like a grown-up, if you can't behave like a reasonable person in a public space, then you don't get to be in that public space.
There was some kind of punishment. There was some kind of accountability. It didn't have to involve spanking. But
right.
It was some kind of penalty.
Yeah. Right.
Don't just send them to the room where all their toys are. There has to be some kind of timeout.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, that's it. We're leaving. Bye. Let's go. You know, it's like, no, but I want to stay and have fun. It's like, oh, no. You chose not to have fun the minute you chose to be a complete jerk to me in front of everyone. Like, that's when the fun stopped.
Hey, Larry,
for everybody.
Larry, thanks for calling, man. Appreciate your call.
No problem. Hey. You guys, I love the show. You guys are awesome every morning. Keeps me in stitches.
Every morning. And you're a Texan. We're so sorry about what happened down in Texas. That's just awful.
Yeah.
The Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
Hey, it's Katy Perry on Channel 94.1.
Friday night,
Channel 94.1.
So P. Diddy has announced that he is shedding his name and taking on a new one, Brother Love. He will no longer be answering to any of his former names.
I assume he's just clowning all of us, because if this is legit, this is a crazy person.
Now, do you change your name? You got to go to the courts, right? You can't just physically go. I mean, you got to go through the methods.
I don't know if he's legally changing his name. I mean,
legal. These are just in terms of the pop culture world.
What I'm going to answer to, what you can call me.
Brother Love.
Brother Love.
Says he knows it's risky. It could come off as corny to some people, but he's like, I'm just not who I am before. I'm something different. So my new name is Love, a.k.a. Brother Love. So he says he's been praying about the change, and that Sean Combs says that he won't be responding to any of his previous names, just Love, Brother Love. And George Clooney has opened up about why he hasn't appeared in a movie since Money Monster back in 2016. He says, I've acted for a long time, and you know, I'm 56. I'm not the guy that gets the girl anymore.
Yeah, but he's also been on diaper daddy duty for a bit, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's got twins, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's transitioning, though. Don't you remember he just directed that Suburbicon?
Flop.
Yeah.
It's a total flop, the Matt Damon one that's in theaters.
Yeah, Suburbicon. So he might be transitioning permanently. I mean, he says that he is looking to retire from acting, and that maybe he might be looking at more directing gigs. So he's got that. He said, acting used to be how I paid the rent, but I sold a tequila company for $1 billion, and I don't need money. So I guess he's saying that, you know, with his money, he already has a lot of money. He doesn't need to take acting gigs that he doesn't want. So I don't know if he's ever going to run for office. That was the other thing. He's like, I don't have any political aspirations, but he's always been politically active. We'll see. Patton Oswalt and Meredith Salinger got married over the weekend, just 4 months after announcing their engagement. And they had only been dating for a little while. But yeah, the two got married at Jim Henson Studios in L.A. They shared the news via social media. True love, true happiness, forever and always, the Oswalds. And it was Meredith and Patton Oswalt.
She was the actress in The Legend of Natty Gann. That's the only one I ever remember.
I know.
She was
so
like
adorable.
A newsboy, but she's a super adorable lady. Lady news person. I don't know what the legalese is. I don't want to get
careful.
Sued. I don't want to get charged for assault.
Yeah. News person. Celebrity news sponsored by Pinos Palette. See the calendar at pinospalette.com/LaVista. Paint, drink, and have fun.
All right. Hello. Who's this? Did I not push the right button?
Carol Ann.
Carol Ann, you there? Hello.
Are you in a well?
She's about to go
by. She's wide awake.
Last second. Hello. You're not there. You're going by.
Hello.
Oh, that's so not. Oh,
hey. Now what do I do? Is that my fault? I don't know what to do.
This is where me and Molly go in the other room.
I know. Bye.
What do? I guess I give the tickets to a family member, right? No, that's not.
This is how he keeps them for himself. He's like, what?
I don't know what to do. Sorry, I asked a million times, didn't I? Right? I gave it enough time, right? Done?
I heard her.
Oh, you heard her in the last second. Sorry. I don't know what to do. Hello, who's this?
Denise.
Hi, Denise. How are you?
Amazing. And you told me I won.
Oh, you just won tickets.
Congratulations.
Don't go anywhere. Everybody stay still. Who's your best friend? Who is your Katy Perry doppelganger that's going to the show with you?
My 25-year-old daughter. That's my concert partner.
Oh, well, that's fun. Your concert
that's
partner.
Sweet.
How many shows have you and your concert partner daughter been to?
Oh my gosh, there's probably been about over 20.
Did you ride the Taylor Swift train?
We did.
Yeah. See, there's so many of our listeners that. The mom started taking daughter to Taylor Swift when the kid was probably like 2 or 6.
And they just kind of been doing it ever since.
Yeah.
It's become a tradition.
20.
I think
now
it's
they're
sweet.
Like party buddies.
Another 20 shows with your daughter. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
well, here's number 21. And by the way, you're going to be in the running to win those pit passes too. Be a photographer, all right? So we'll let you know about that here later this week.
Studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.